keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Well, you probably heard that the sky is falling. I know Chicken Little said the sky was falling. And of course, if you walk out in Michigan today, you can barely take a breath because the air is so poisonous. You know, so it's been that way my entire life. You can barely breathe here, right? It's just awful. Or it's complete nonsense, one of the two. You can figure it out for yourself. But now EPA Director Scott Pruitt, the former Attorney General for the state of Oklahoma, who had battled the EPA time and time again, after repealing the Waters of the United States Act, which was an egregious affront to personal property ownership here in America, including people like me who have a pond, he is now, Scott Pruitt has announced the repeal of the Clean Power Plan. Chris Horner joining me now, E&E's legal, senior legal fellow. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, so break this down for me into simple terms. What does this mean? Because I know here in Michigan, for example, we're on a course to close another 25 coal-fired power plants between now and 2020. And north of us in Ontario, they've closed all coal-fired power plants. However, their electricity rates have gone up 350%. Nobody tells you that part of the story. But what does this mean to utilities, to America, and to, well, customers like myself?
Well, all of the costs of a rule that now won't be borne will now not be borne by the customers, the consumers, and the economy. The utilities were passing these things through. The costs would pass through. In fact, very soon you'll hear about the annual hysterical conference. It was in Paris a couple of years ago. You may have seen the wanted posters of a few of us around Paris. It will be in Bonn, Germany. And I want to remind you that when the Paris Climate Treaty was struck at one of these just 2 years ago, it was the Obama EPA administrator with utility CEOs promoting this. All right, they get a rate of return. They get a pass-through. They wet their beak. They get 10% on top of whatever they can lobby the government to make them spend. So let's not weep for the utilities just now.
Well, hold on. I got to back up.
Who would die of hypothermia when these costs go up.
I understand that. I got to back up, though, Chris, just so I'm clear on this. Because one of the things that we knew, it was pretty clear that as these power plants, these coal plants, and I've seen them in Kentucky, Ohio, Michigan, were perfectly in good running order, but they were shuttered because they didn't meet the emissions regulations. And I knew it was pretty clear that the new plants, whatever they were going to be powered by, natural gas, a lot of them, for example, that we, the customers, would then be picking up the bill. We'd be picking up the cost. But you just said there's not going to be pass-through cost. How is that going to work when there are already new construction underway for some of these new power plants?
Right. Well, anything else that was going to be replaced, and that's what this was about. This rule was to put in place two promises that I know you're familiar with. One is the famous, I will make it uneconomic to build a coal-fired power plant because I will cause your electricity rates also to necessarily skyrocket. And then President Obama also gave the same speech four times, his first two speeches to Congress, his first speech to the UN General Assembly, in which he said we needed to adopt this agenda, quote, to finally make renewable energy the profitable kind of energy in America. Well, that's not his job as the federal government, but that was the objective. So what you're going to do is you're supposedly, according to EPA, going to face $33 billion in avoided costs. I mean, these are just additional costs. But you're right. In anticipation of this, and in fact, many of them lobbying for it, the utilities have been shuttering reliable, affordable, the cheapest power, because these are plants that paid off a long time ago, and replacing them with new facilities that, yes, the ratepayer will have to pay for.
So I'm still getting
stuck. We'll
see
if that continues at the breakneck pace, but at least some of the hemorrhaging should be stopped by this non-act, by repealing a rule that was designed to bankrupt an industry and expressly designed to finally make politically favored, usually donors, profitable.
But I'm still going to get hammered with the cost.
You will still get... Look...
Hammered.
This is an enormously expensive agenda. It's designed to bankrupt a specific industry. It's designed to rob Peter to pay Paul. It is killing the economy in all of the countries President Obama used to tell us to look to. He no longer tells us to look at Spain, Germany, or Japan, not because he's not in office. He stopped giving that speech after we looked at Spain, Germany, and Japan.
Yeah.
And we saw that the Germans created a new word. Energy Armut for all the seniors that are dying from hypothermia as they made electricity, quote, a luxury
good.
Well,
see, Chris, you just hit on something else that's really important. It's a kind of an aside of this, but more people on this planet by several times die of exposure to cold weather, yep. not hot, and people miss that point. And the other thing that the Obama administration and Peter and Paul all missed was the American energy renaissance that nobody saw coming in the form of fracking, because America is now the number one producer of oil in the world, the number one producer of natural gas in the world, and soon once again to be the number one producer of wealth in the world as a result. Now, that wasn't because of Barack Obama. He blocked all the access to federal land. This was done almost exclusively on private ground, and it's been done to a point that America, even with prices dropping in the oil fields, because they said, well, fracking will never be able to sustain that. Not only have the Americans sustained it, they continue to thrive.
Yes. Now, remember, so we have cheap fuel for these new, very expensive plants that you still will have to pay for. So that doesn't undermine the argument. You're still retiring plants that were paid off using cheap fuel to build really shiny, new, expensive, Obama-compliant plans with cheap fuel. Now, guess which one was better for the seniors and the poor? Anybody on a low and fixed income. Because this is real. You don't have to freeze to death to freeze to death. You're facing an epidemic in Europe of energy poverty. By these policies that you should have seen when the president said would cause your rates to necessarily skyrocket, of course they knew what would happen. These policies are leading to tens of thousands of deaths per year in England and Wales alone, but all across the countries trying this cruel experiment, this virtue signaling, because you're forcing seniors to choose between heating and eating.
Well, hold on. But if you do that,
coincident with this agenda.
In fairness, if you do it that way, then you don't have to send seniors to the independent payment advisory boards for medical care, and because, you know, that way they don't have to go through that agony of the death panel. See, they're going to get them one way or the other.
Yeah, there may be a budget hook here for them in cost. See, not,
I hate to be so cynical, but good Lord, you know, the seniors are getting pinched.
Just foreseeable. Of course it was foreseen. What in the world do you think is going to happen? The president bragged about this outcome, but he didn't brag about the body count. If you just read, and there's a video on Energy and Environment Legal Institute's YouTube page, we go over the headlines, not just the German headlines, but in England and Ireland. In Ireland, a third of seniors forced to choose between heating and eating. All of this happened skyrocketing, and now 40,000 excess winter deaths, up from just a few thousand, perfectly coincident with an agenda that The Guardian said
so hold on, 40,000 deaths,
a feature of causing rates to skyrocket. It's the point.
Right, 40,000 deaths in which country, or is that all of Europe?
That was in, no, that's just England and Wales, a very small area.
So let me get this straight. I just want to understand, just to get so I'm clear on this. In England and Wales,
are excess from fuel poverty.
I understand that.
Winter comes, and your projections are wrong, yet winter is still here. Snowfall is not a thing of the past. What happens?
So,
you're freezing your seniors to death.
I'm just going to have a little fun with the statistic in a way. So in England and Wales, there are more deaths because of energy poverty, because of misguided liberal policies, than in America from firearms every year by about 25%. It seems that the deaths in England and Wales are 25% higher than all firearm deaths in America combined every year. Just a fun statistic for me, Chris.
Well, you could. There's an awful lot of parallels here. I don't want to take your blank away. I just want common sense policies. Yeah. I don't want to take your gun, your affordable, reliable energy, your doctor away. Yeah. If you like your affordable, reliable energy, you can keep it.
We don't want to take your internet away
either. Policies. And sorry, Grandma, by the way.
Chris Horner, how dare you make all that sense?
I'm trying.
I greatly appreciate your time. You have a good day now.
You too.
Chris Horner, everybody, from the E&E Legal, Senior Legal Fellow. That'll give you a lot to chew on around the water cooler. Of course, they'll wander away in a daze. Too many facts overwhelm too many people. We'll be right back.